Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Right Now Weekly Radio Show, hosted by Vicki Winterton, founder of Expert Insights Publishing, home of best-selling books, award-winning magazines, global broadcasts and communities. Right Now is a highly educational, inspiring, and empowering show focused on writing, publishing, and marketing your books, featuring outstanding guests from across the globe, including best-selling authors, world stage speakers, thought leaders, and visionaries with proven strategies, secret formulas, and treasured resources to help you succeed and make an impact. Welcome, sit back, and enjoy the show. And now your host, Vicki Winterton.
Hi, this is Vicki Winterton, and I am thrilled today because with us we have Gwen Wellington. Gwen grew up on a farm in the foothills of South Alberta. After graduating from high school, she studied music and theology for 4 years in Winnipeg, Manitoba, at the Canadian Mennonite Bible College, which is now Canadian Mennonite University. After earning a graduate degree in clinical social work, Gwen worked as a psychotherapist in private practices she established first in Lethbridge, Alberta, and then in Markham, Ontario. While in Ontario, she and her husband served in the Mennonite Church, where Ken was pastor for almost 9 years. She summarizes her life work as doing whatever she can to enable others to enhance the quality of their lives. And with that contribution in mind, Gwen has just completed a wonderful book of poetry called Glimpses of God's Heart, Life-Giving Love Notes for Every Day of the Year. Gwen, welcome. Thank you so much for being with us.
I'm delighted to be here.
Well, Gwen, tell us a little bit about what brought you from all of the amazing things that you've done and all the contributions you made before you retired. What brought you to the idea of writing poetry?
It's not actually poetry, although you could call it that. It's my conversations with God that I've had over 38 years. And I personally found those conversations so life-giving. And when I shared them, as I did occasionally with my family and friends, they had the same response. One day, a year and a half ago in June, I had a Facebook conversation with one of my dear friends. And at the end of it, I thought she would really be helped by this one particular conversation that I had had with God. And so I sent it to her, and she was so positively impacted by it that she said to me, "Gwen, you absolutely have to get these beautiful things that you've sensed God saying to you out there for other people."
That is so true, Gwen, because I have read the book and it's so beautiful and it's so inspirational, so inspirational. You know, so tell us a little bit about the writing process, because basically these are conversations that you've had with God that I refer to them as poetry because they feel like that to me. You know, they are very poetic in their nature. Tell us a little bit about how you came to putting that all together.
Well, maybe I need to start by talking a little bit about the process of actually having those conversations, which gets me to talking about some of the challenges. The main challenge has been the hard work of stilling and quieting my soul so that I could actually hear, you know, like the chatter in my mind and calming my feelings and letting go of my desires so that I'm actually free to be able to hear what God has to say.
That is beautiful. So continue on, because I think this is wonderful for everyone to hear.
I think one of the things that I want to say is that my life purpose really has been to do whatever I can to enhance the ability of other people to have an increased quality of life. And I have learned that a very important aspect of a positive life experience is to establish a vibrant relationship with God. And so I am just really excited about publishing this book that I'm hoping will help people in that regard.
That is so wonderful. So what do you hope people will take away specifically by reading the book?
I think, first of all, the realization that God is alive, that God is love, and that God is crazy about them and longs to enjoy a relationship with them. And secondly, I think something that will help them have the best possible experience every day, encouragement or inspiration or comfort or a challenge. And this book is just full of wisdom on how to live life creatively and fully. I think the fourth thing that I want to say is for readers who struggle with addiction or co-addiction, which is also known as codependence, they will benefit from the opportunity to witness my efforts to do step 3 of the 12-step program, which is to hand my will and my life over to the care of God.
So this is really the story of how you progressed all the way through all this, isn't it? It's almost a biographical.
In a way, although it's not chronological, like the readings are not systematically going through my life in a chronological way. But yeah, there's snippets of my struggle. And, you know, another one of the challenges for me in putting this book out there was finding the courage to share my deepest self with the world. This is really my very deepest self.
You know, that's interesting because I think a lot of authors struggle with that. Could you go into that in a little more depth about how you did develop the courage to do something that has so much intimacy and meaning to you?
I think it comes out of my heart, my life purpose, which is I just really want to do anything that might help somebody else enhance the quality of their life. And when I experienced that happening, I thought, I just have to do this.
That's so wonderful. So it went above and beyond yourself. And I think so many things do that, don't you, Gwen? So many things, when we think beyond ourselves, that takes over. And all the things that we have going in the way of fear or concerns that are internalized kind of fade away when we go externally out to the contribution side of things.
Absolutely.
You had a life of contribution. So this has been over years and years that you've been collecting these conversations with God. I would really love to hear about how you kept them all this time. Did you have a journal? What was your process for writing all this and capturing all this?
Well, until about 10 years ago, I sat down with a notepad. So part of the process of creating this book has been to digitize all those decades of journals. Took months to do that. In the later years, of course, I used a computer.
That is quite a project. That really is to think about keeping all those notes for years manually.
Yeah, and you know, I had no idea at the beginning that this was going to happen. It was just journaling because it's been a major life coping skill for me. And it's been my main way of working on my relationship with God, enjoying my relationship with God, developing that. And so it's just something that I have wanted to do, had to do, loved to do.
Tell us a little bit about how that evolved. Was it like we would relate to a normal relationship as you got more and more intimate with your communication with God? It got to be richer. Tell us a little bit about that process and what that looked like for you.
In the very beginning, I was just writing down my thoughts. And then one day I decided, well, maybe I should, you know, just try to be quiet, listen, and see whether God might be wanting to say something in response. So that's kind of how it started. And at first it was very stilted, and it's really kind of fun for me to look through this book and recognize the ones that come from that earlier time. And then gradually, as I got to know God better, I was able to hear better. And it's more like a conversation with a very dear friend.
Oh, that is so beautiful. So I know you've already given us some tips and made some recommendations about how you got started with all this, but do you have anything else that you think would be helpful for our listeners as far as tips about how to make this a richer experience?
Are you asking tips for how the reader can make it a richer experience reading the book?
Why don't we look at both? First, how the reader can have a richer experience in their conversations with God, and then how the book might be able to help them do that, how they could get the best out of the book.
I think that what's really important is choosing to believe that God exists and God adores you and God longs to be in communication with you. I think that's really basic, to start there.
And if people are not at a place yet where they're embracing that thought, what can help them get there?
Well, I think one of the reasons I want to put the book out there is so that they will have in their hands this possibility. They can learn from that and be encouraged by that and then find their own way of having that conversation.
That's really wonderful because it does start with realizing that is a possibility, even if it's not an actual experience for you yet. Realizing there's a possibility of that experience is a good starting point, right?
For sure.
Wonderful. Wonderful. So where are you at now with this? I know you've always had a very close relationship with God, but where are you at now with this, especially when you look back at all of these wonderful conversations you've had with God over the years? What place does that put you in now?
Writing this book has helped me to realize even more deeply how precious to me my communicating with God is. It's really more precious to me than anything else. It's what makes my life have meaning, and it's what enables me to just live to the max.
That's so wonderful. Really, really wonderful. So if you were to look at the work that you've done, particularly in the church, and now this book, because this book is going to go out to the world virtually now with our technology, anyone can access this book. So you will literally possibly have readers from all over the world. And when you think about that and you think about the change you might like to see your work and your book make in the world, what would that look like for you? Almost if you were looking at it like a legacy, what would that look like for you?
Changed lives. As people become intimate with this God of love, their lives are changed in countless positive ways. For example, they move from being self-centered to being self-giving. They move from hating themselves and living in shame to loving themselves and being free to love others. And they're set free to develop their full potential and share their gifts with the world. So, yes, I'm hoping for many changed lives that will just make the world a better place.
Oh, I love that. And we've never needed it more than now. Gwen, thank you so much for joining us, and thank you so much for sharing from your heart all of these beautiful messages and these years in the book of communicating with God. Now, I know that we can find glimpses of God's heart on Amazon, but is there any place else where they might be able to connect with you? Do you have a website or anything?
I am going to be setting up a Facebook author page.
Oh, wonderful.
And probably also a website.
Okay, fantastic. Well, we'll look forward to that. And in the meantime, Gwen, thank you for being with us.
You are so welcome.
And everyone, be sure to go out and get a copy of Glimpses of God's Heart. It is just a beautiful book that you will enjoy, and you may find it totally changes your life. For those of you who would like to learn more about Expert Insights, our best-selling books, award-winning magazines, our global broadcasting communities, you can find us at getei.com. That's GETEI.com. And everyone have a wonderful week.